Wash me daily. Therefore, let us approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy to find grace to help us at the proper time. Hebrews 4:16. Intercession begins on bended heart, and yet it reaches to the throne of God. And a clean heart of humility is the inner garment that every intercessor must wear. The ministry of intercession probes into God's desires, God's will, God's purpose. The man or woman of prayer has God's interests as their sole and sublime concern. The intercessor has a servant heart that looks away from self to the purpose of God. Intercession often starts with praying for the souls of men, those dead in sins. Intercession frequently progresses with prayer for the problems of all the saints. It often rises higher still as it intercedes and pleads for the maturing of Christ's body. It pinnacles when praying into the Spirit-revealed divine plan and purpose of God. When we engage in intercession, we participate in Christ's high priestly ministry. What a glorious privilege! What a humbling reality! What an astonishing fact! Jesus, our great high priest, is even now ever living to make intercession for us. Christ himself is praying for the fulfillment of God's plans in each of our lives. Indeed, our Lord Jesus Christ is even now praying for us, interceding for us. And we have been called as priests to participate with Christ in his high office. For we are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession. Christians are a chosen priesthood to work in union with Jesus, our great high priest. But like the Old Testament priests, we also need to have clean lives and a pure heart. We are commanded to be holy, for I am holy. We are called on to be perfect, for I, the Lord, am perfect. Very often we find that Old Testament stories often typify New Testament truths. Happenings in the physical realm often picture the spiritual walk of believers today. The ministry of the Aaronic priesthood is one such beautiful example. In the Old Testament, the priests initially needed a once-only full-body wash. This initial cleansing meant that they could fully function in the priesthood. Thereafter, they washed hands and feet daily to maintain purity before God. And Christ used this Old Testament example to explain New Testament truth. On the night that Christ was betrayed, he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. And pouring water into a basin, he began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel he had around him. Peter started to argue with Jesus and protested, "You will never wash my feet." But Jesus answered him, "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me." Note that the word used for wash in the Greek language is nipto. "If I nipto thee not, thou hast no part with me." Jesus continued, "He that is washed needs not save to wash his feet, but is completely clean." Note that there are two different Greek words for the word wash, nipto and luo. He that is washed, luo, needs only to wash, nipto, his feet to be fully clean. And then Christ concludes, "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me, no fellowship with me. Why did Christ deliberately use two different verbs for the word wash? The Greek word luo means a full cleansing, like a full priestly cleansing. The Greek word nipto means a partial ongoing wash, like a priest's daily wash. And these two words refer to initial salvation and ongoing sanctification. Jesus here was explaining that Peter was saved. He had been washed, luo. But Peter needed to have his feet washed. Peter needed a daily cleansing, ongoing washing, nipto. Peter, like us, was saved because he believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. He was washed and cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. He was luo. Peter was washed holy once, like the priests of the Old Testament, simply by believing. But Peter needed to be washed daily, for he is one of the kingdom of priests. This daily wash is accomplished by confession of sins. Be holy, for I am holy. This daily wash is confession of sins to the Father and walking in spirit and truth. This daily nipto maintains fellowship with God and access to his throne of grace. Intercession begins on a bended heart, and yet it reaches to the throne of God. But intercessors need a cleansed, humble heart to come boldly to the throne of grace. Intercessors, like all believers, need continuous cleansing as we walk through life. We all need to maintain fellowship with him by ongoing cleansing, a daily nipto. And the Apostle John explains how believers can remain in communion with God. If we make it our habit to confess our sins to the Father, he is faithful and just to forgive us those sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The ministry of intercession probes into God's desires, God's will, God's purpose. The man or woman of prayer has God's interest as their sole and sublime concern. The intercessor has a servant heart that looks away from self to the purpose of God. The intercessor is cleansed daily from all unrighteousness.